Brother Hansen from Truth and Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get it right into the study in the book of Isaiah. We have been in the book of Isaiah for quite some time. We're at the 65th chapter, if you'd like to read along. 65th chapter of Isaiah, and it's been good. We've been down this road for quite some time. We've studied the book of Isaiah probably 10 times in the past, but we go through it again and again because I believe that the Holy Spirit has something different just about every single time. So let's go ahead and get right into the study. I think we are at verse 1 of Isaiah 65th chapter. So let's get right into the study. I permitted myself to be sought by those who did not ask for me. I permitted myself to be found by those who did not seek me. I said, here am I, here am I. This is God talking, folks, and we better be glad that he permitted himself to be found by other people other than Israel, and other than his own people, because this is something that Paul spoke of. Now he says, here am I, to a nation which did not call on my name. I have spread out my hands all day long to a rebellious people who walk in the way which is not good, following their own thoughts, a people who continually provoke me to my face, offering sacrifices in gardens and burning incense on bricks. And it was not to God, I'll guarantee you. It was to someone else, another god. Now, Israel considered itself to be the only people of God. But the time would come when there would be a time of the Gentiles. The time of the Gentiles, we've been living in it for quite some time, and when it's done, it's done. And then God will actually conclude this entire mess down here on earth, and it won't be pretty. I can guarantee you that. And it's going to be a time where God is done. Now, permitted himself to be sought by the Gentiles and to other nations that asked for me, that did not ask for me, actually. And I permitted myself to be found, actually, to those who did not seek me. I said, here am I, here am I. And have you ever had God call you? Well, that's another thing. If you've had God call you, then you're one of these. You're one of these people that he calls to himself because his own people would not come. So he allowed himself to be found by other people other than Israel, other than the Jews. And I have spread out my hands all day long to the rebellious people. He's speaking of his own people, the Jews. Walk not in a way that's good. Follow their own thoughts. Now, there's a way that seems right to a man, and the ends thereof are the ways of death and destruction. Now, this is a very popular verse, and very, in my opinion, more wisdom is spoke of in this verse than a lot of different things, because the way that seems right is not a way of man, of God. The way that seems right to man is not the way of God. And we've got to realize this. It's a way that seems right to man. And it's a way that will lead you down to hell. The way that seems right is always a way, probably, that's not of God. You can bank on that. I have spread out my hands all the day long to a rebellious people who walk in the way which is not good, following their own thoughts, a people who continually provoke me to my face, offering sacrifices in gardens and burning incense on bricks. And they thought that they were the only ones, but here God is speaking, as Paul mentions Isaiah. He mentions Isaiah's statement in Romans chapter 10 and verse 20, and he points out that these other nations were the Gentiles. God's people today are those who accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and God, Lord and Savior. Whether they are Jews or Gentiles, the gospel is for every person on the face of the earth. Now, we cannot ignore or reject anyone when you share this gospel, because you never know when they're going to, you know, they're going to, it's time. Why? Because there's a day and an hour and a time for each and every one of us. And there's a choice being made probably every minute or every second of the day. There's a choice being made whether to accept Jesus Christ or whether to reject him. Now, this choice comes at a time usually when a person is being drawn by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's been working on a person. And they come to a choice because God figures, well, I'm going to give them the opportunity now to accept me or reject me. And it may be their last chance. It may be the last chance on this earth whereby they can receive God's grace and his mercy and his power. And if he's drawing you right now, we're going to go ahead and pray right now in a few moments. So get ready. Get ready to be saved, because I want to give you the opportunity to accept him and not reject him. If God is calling you and if God is speaking to you at all, I want you to stop your car, stop what you're doing, and pray this prayer with me. I'm not going to ask you for an address or a phone number or a social security number or a bank account or anything. I'm just going to give you the opportunity to receive him. That's it. So let's pray right now. Just say this: Lord Jesus Christ, forgive me, cleanse me, cover me with your blood, heal me, heal the things that I need to be healed. And come into my heart and change me. Let me be born again. Let me be your child right now, ready for heaven. I thank you, God, for forgiving me and cleansing me, and coming into my life and changing my heart right now and making it a heart like yours, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And that's the prayer of salvation. And you continually follow the Holy Spirit's leading, because that's what leads you right now, is not not necessarily a pastor or a preacher or a church, even though it can be very helpful, but continue to dig into the Word yourself, because that's what God wants you to do, is dig into the Word yourself and learn what he has for you, learn what God has for you personally. And what kind of a leading and what kind of a charge he wants to charge, not charge you for being saved or anything, but he wants to charge you with the will of God. He wants to give you a will to do his good pleasure, and he wants to give you something straight from him, a task, and something that only you can do, only you can perform, because nobody else can do what you can do for God right now. And if you can get a hold of that and realize that Jesus wants to lead you, guide you into his will and let you perform it, a task. He wants you to do something for the kingdom. You know, God doesn't save a person just to be dead weight, sit on the couch, and eat potato chips and drink pop. He doesn't necessarily want anyone to be that lazy. He wants you to be ready always to give an answer of the hope that lies within you. The hope that lies within you. And give an answer to anyone and everyone. And that's what he wants you to do right now. If you can get a hold of that, God will lead you into a place that only you and him can perform and get done. Because he needs specialized people. Specialized people. And I'm not speaking about someone that's so smart that they have all of this intelligence or book learning or even Bible learning. But God can give you exactly what you need to witness to others and to be a witness to your family, to your friends, and to your everyone that you meet. Just listen to him, and he can do this for you. Now, as we read this book of Isaiah, people who continually provoke me to my face, offering these sacrifices in gardens and burning these bricks, incense on bricks. God is saying here that that these people directly disobey. They directly disobey. And it's his own people, too, that directly disobey, because there's a way that seems right to a man, and the ends thereof are the ways of death and destruction. Your way is the way of death and destruction. Bank on it. If you think that you've got a corner on God's word or on God's will, think again, because he wants you to get familiar with what he has for you personally, and he wants to lead you out of where you're at. Chances are you're in a place where you're destroying yourself, in a place where you're sick spiritually, you're sick physically, and God wants to lead you out of the place and lead you into a place. Old things have passed away, and all things become new. Now, you may, if you're a Christian for a long time, you might have forgotten this scripture. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things pass away. Behold, all things are become new. And this is what happens to the new birth, in the new birth, in the new, newly formed Christian, born again Christian. They become new. And if you want to become new, pray that prayer that I just led you a while ago and mean it. And mean it. And I will always be praying that prayer with those that need it. Now, we look at this, what's happening here. They directly disobeyed his laws when they worshipped and sacrificed the idols. Exodus 20 and verse 1 and 6. Consulted mediums and spiritualists and astrologers and different people they thought would give them some kind of spiritual insight. And people do that today. They psychics and all kinds of things. They go crazy over this stuff, but they don't go crazy over God. Isn't it weird and isn't it crazy that they can believe in a psychic or a spiritualist, but they can't believe in God? That amazes me, doesn't it, you? And in Leviticus 19, verse 31, they consulted these mediums and spiritualists and all kinds of. They ate forbidden foods, Leviticus 11. And they were so perverse that they still thought they were more sacred than others. And Jesus called such people hypocrites. Hypocrites, because they thought that they were righteous. They thought they were above reproach, but they weren't. They were not. They thought they could get away with all of this, these seeking mediums and spiritualists and astrologers and all of this stuff. They thought they could get away with, oh, it's just part of God. It's just part of, no, it's not a part of God. It's a part of the devil. And so you got to let go of that and turn loose of it. And don't even think about it. Get a hold of the Holy Spirit, and that is what you need today. Let's pray one more time. Father, in Jesus' name, on all those under the sound of my voice, let them be saved. Let them receive you. Let them turn loose of the all these other things that are pagan religious practice. All of this other stuff, these witchcraft, magic, and all of the things that they think is part of God. It's not a part of God. It's part of the devil. Let go of it and get into the Holy Spirit. He will guide you if you get into His Word, into His book, this book right here, this old black book. So pray and keep praying. Keep knocking and ask Him to come in. And God will save you. Well, that's our time for today, folks. Go to our website, krciradio.com, krciradio.com, and shoot us a message. Let us know you're listening. And please don't hesitate to write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, as Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.